From 1915, when Booker T. Washington died, to 1937, the year Joe Louis first won the world heavyweight boxing title, an uptown neighborhood in Manhattan was the place to be for black artists, intellectuals, writers, and musicians. As poet Langston Hughes wrote about the Harlem Renaissance, "I had a swell time while it lasted. Harlemites thought the race problem had been solved by art." It did seem that way, as the world heard about Hughes and Claude McKay and Zora Neale Hurston, Ma Rainey, and Duke Ellington. The compositions and poems created during that period still resonate in the works of contemporary artists. They can also be heard in a new 4-CD collection. Rhapsodies in Black, Music and Words from the Harlem Renaissance, was produced for Rhino Records by Sean Amos. Amos says this project taught him a history lesson and gave him insight into who he is now.
It was entirely personal. This project was entirely personal. I stumbled across it in the midst of making a record of my own. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I was in the middle of making a third record of mine called Harlem. But the story was loosely based on my own mother, who's a light-skinned black woman who moved from Raleigh, North Carolina, up to New York City in the late 50s. And I was taken by that. I go, oh my gosh, this light-skinned black woman getting on a train and heading up north, what must have that been like? What incredible courage. And in the middle of that, I was having a major crisis of confidence about the music I was making, which is folk rock music, and feeling like I didn't have a place. And the second thing that happened, the art exhibit Rhapsodies in Black came through LA. It was an international touring exhibit. I went to that exhibit initially just to get research for my record, but when I walked into this exhibit, I felt like I walked home. I felt like I discovered a lost family. Diversity that existed in that room, the wide range of voices, all calling themselves black voices, Negro voices, really struck me because I've always felt that black culture becomes so narrowly defined, and we're at a point now where almost black culture is synonymous with hip-hop culture or sports culture, and I never fit into any of those two categories. So when I walked in this exhibit and seeing, you know, reading works of Langston Hughes and seeing art of Aaron Douglas and watching film strips of Paul Robeson and Josephine Baker, and they're all over the map. It was classical music to ragtime, openly gay and lesbian, you know, this flamboyancy, and it was all part of this thing called negritude. And I thought, oh, well, you can't be black and play folk music. Oh, you can't be black and, you know, sing classical. And that really was a shot in the arm for me.
The collection is not only music, but it's also words. And the words that we hear are actually celebrities, people that you have chosen to do the readings of some of the poems of the Harlem Renaissance. First voice we hear is Quincy Jones doing Langston Hughes.
To me, Quincy is the direct link between the Harlem Renaissance and the current black America. In a literal sense, he worked with a lot of these musicians. He worked with Duke Ellington. He knew Cab Calloway. He had relationships with these people. But he embodies the spirit of the Renaissance to me and the fact that he himself is a Renaissance man. So he, to me, sets the stage for this box set.
I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood and human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset.
You recorded him in his living room.
Yeah, all these recordings were field recordings. I'm a big fan of field recordings, the old Alan Lomax field recordings. And when I set out to do Rhapsodies in Black, I really wanted to get that same spirit. Part of the actual musical recordings of the Renaissance, part of the charm for me is hearing the rooms that these are recorded in. They're not audiophile recordings by any stretch. And when you listen to a lot of these early 1920s, 30s recordings, you know, they're done in dance halls. They're done in, you know, hardwood floored rooms, and you can really hear that vibe. And I wanted to get that vibe as well with these newer recordings and get that kind of spontaneity and feel like you're there and it's a snapshot.
Mayumbi bumbi mayumbi. Mayumbi bumbi mayumbi. Mayumbi bumbi mayumbi. The snake has eyes of greenish glass. It comes and twists itself around the stalk with its green glass eyes around the stalk with its green glass eyes. The snake walks on no feet. It hides in the grass. Walking, it hides in the grass. Walking on no feet. Hit it with a cane knife and it dies. Hit it now. Don't kick it with your foot. It'll bite. Don't kick it with your foot. Let it go. Sensei Maya, the snake. Sensei Maya, the snake.
Talk to me about Eartha Kitt.
Amazing. That reading is unbelievable. I had goosebumps when I first heard her read that. She is, again, another link. There was a large Caribbean contingent of blacks that came to Harlem during the Renaissance, Claude McKay being one of them. And I wanted to have that represented as well.
You divided the collection into four different CDs. Each one has a certain category. Did this just make it easier for you? Given the wealth of material, does it make it easier for you to try and categorize it?
When I got ready to sequence this box set, I knew it was going to be chronological because it's just an easier listen that way. A 1918 recording sounds... it's far more challenging to listen to than 1937 recording, so I didn't want to bounce around between years. And there's an arc to the Renaissance that I wanted to be true to. So disc one, Strutting and Striding, striding referring to stride piano, and then James P. Johnson's on that disc. And strutting is just this kind of attitude that existed in the Renaissance. There, people strutted. People had, there's a flamboyance about it. Disc two, testifying and philosophying. Philosophying is a term I heard at a beauty parlor in the Crenshaw district of LA. There were some women talking amongst themselves, and another woman said, "Listen to them philosophizing." And I love that word, and I always wanted to use the word philosophizing in something. So people were philosophizing during the Renaissance. They were trying to figure out where their people came from and where they were at and where they were going.
A major menfolk treat us women like you do. Ooh, la, da, 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 da. A major menfolk treat us women like you do. Da, 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 da. I don't want no man that I got to give my money to.
Disc three, Preaching and Praying. To me, the August Wilson reading of Claude McKay's poem America, followed by Josh White performing Jesus Gonna Make Up My Dying Bed, to me that embodies the idea of preaching and praying.
Her vigor flows like tides into my blood, giving me strength erect against her hate. Her bigness sweeps my being like a flood, yet as a rebel fronts a king in state, I stand within her walls with not a shred of terror, malice, not a word of jeer. Darkly I gaze into the days ahead and see her might and granite wonders there. Beneath the touch of time's unerring hand, like priceless treasure sinking in the sand.
Now in the time of dying, I don't want nobody to mourn. All I want my friends to do, come and fold my dying arms.
And disc four, well, Lusting well, for well. Love and Life, is just this kind of exuberance that definitely Ken Burns captured really well in his series, and that was a big part of the Renaissance. And I'd like to think that this box at Rhapsodies in Black is kind of a close-up, that Ken Burns jazz is the master shot. And if you kind of go in and you want to pick out a particular element of that series, you know, this is it.
Sean Amos, he produced and compiled a 4-CD set on Rhino Records. It's called Rhapsodies in Black, Music and Words from the Harlem Renaissance, and he joined us from our Los Angeles bureau. Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you.